You're listening to Sales Chat, the latest sales and service insights by Salelytics.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Tellock, and I'm an Information Services Supervisor here at Salelytics with a focus on marketing and multimedia. Production is my passion, and I'm very excited to be hosting Sales Chat, a bite-sized podcast bringing you the latest insights from the sales subject matter experts here at Salelytics. Who are we? Salelytics is one of the nation's leading providers of inside sales, account management, and inbound support services. We help our partners drive incremental sales, increase market share, and strengthen relationships with their customers. Now, we're going to treat this first episode like a pilot, just you getting to know us a little bit. And with that being said, our first guest was a no-brainer. Senior Vice President of Sales, AJ Olander. How are you today, sir?
Wow. I don't know that I can live up to that introduction, Jeremy, nor can I follow somebody who's got just such a voice for podcasts. But I will do my best. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, why don't you go ahead and tell the people here a little bit about what you do at Salelytics, your role?
Yeah, so my name's AJ Olander. I'm the Senior Vice President of the sales team. I've been with the organization, it's getting closer to 17 years now. Today, my primary responsibilities are to support our new business development efforts for the firm. So speaking to prospective clients, learning about their organizations, figuring out what sales challenges or support challenges they have with their own business, and determining if it's a good fit to align with the services that we offer at Salelytics.
Yeah, plenty to do, a full plate. There's a lot of moving parts in our business, completely understand that. You mentioned 17 years now. That's quite the journey. You've had quite a fun adventure here through Salelytics. Maybe you could expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's been a ride, that's for sure. One of the things that I always tell people that I meet, new hires to the organization, is this is certainly a great place to build a career with lots of opportunity. Maybe I'll do a little story. So when I started here was the summer of 2005. I had just graduated college in May of that year and had spent several weeks back at home, living with my parents, as most newly graduated kids do. And after that very short duration of time, it was apparent that I could not live with my parents anymore. So I needed a job. I needed money. And I actually came to work here. At the time, it was West Business Services as part of West Corporation. Okay. As a temp. The service here in Appleton was Cadre. It was a staffing agency. They placed me here. Our current senior director of IT, Carrie Blair, was the first woman that I had ever met at Salelytics. She was working in HR at the time and placed me on a program. And that I thought I would do it until I got a real job. And here I am all these years later.
That's great. It's a familiar story for me, too. I started out in the support area, you know, taking phone calls for a client at the time. We were doing like customer support type call-in queues and things like that. And you're right. It's a great place where you can really develop a career. I've been here 14 years myself. So that's awesome. That's great. So now Salelytics, we did give a brief description of what we do before, but I know our story has a little bit more to it than that. This especially being after we divested from West Business Services, that was quite the process for it. There was a lot to consider moving from a well-supported organization. You know, we had that kind of support from West, but then we took it all upon ourselves and really went independent with our systems and things like that. Do you have anything, any insights you can share about that whole process?
Yeah, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. It was a ride for sure. It's funny because for most of my time here up until we recently became standalone, a lot of how businesses work are structured, support that goes into the foundation of how they're run. Honestly, I don't know that we had to give a lot of thought to it because we were part of a multi-billion-dollar publicly traded organization.
Right.
And a lot of those things were cared for because we were an operating company that sat underneath it. And as Apollo Global Management purchased West, took it private, the year after the acquisition, it was decided for us to spin off and kind of come full circle and again be a standalone company provides, you know, outsourced sales support, human capital solutions. There were a lot of things that we needed to figure out. Scott Kruger and I, the chief operating officer, have joked multiple times that during that window, it felt like we were a 30-year-old startup company. The story that I always hesitate to tell people now, but I think is a good frame of reference for some of that commentary, is the name itself. So when we were part of West Corporation, we held several different names. I referenced West Business Services before. That dated back to the early 2000s. Somewhere around 2012-ish, I want to say, it was rebranded to West Revenue Generation Services. And that's where we sat up until the recent rebranding. But a lot of those were all just variations of the West corporate name, as you can see. When we were spun off on our own, we had to pick a new name. Nobody knew how to do that. How do you pick the name of a company who's been in existence for decades? I can't for the life of me remember who was the one that brought it up, but it was brandbucket.com was the name of the website that got thrown out. And it's a very interesting business model. For anybody who wants to go look it up, you know, this group essentially has come up with email domains, and then there's a graphic design component to it around logos that they have. And you can essentially figure out what lane you're in and pick a name of a company that comes complete with logo and package to get yourself started. And that's how we got it kicked off.
Yeah, that's really great. They're sort of like a branding consultant all-in-one kind of solution. That's really interesting. And it's certainly a big challenge when you kind of spin off from a larger company like that. And not only do you have to develop all of these things, right? What is your name going to be? But also, how do you identify with your existing market now under a new name, even with all the experience you have in the field? There was a lot of challenges there for sure. And creating that voice of how we wanted to present this organization was definitely part of that, and is ongoing to this day. I think we're continually evolving and learning and refining that voice. And it's quite a thing to see.
Yeah, and I'm impressed with you and the team and the things that you guys have been able to manage through this over the last couple of years, where, you know, when we were part of West Corporation, there's just a lot going on, right? There's a lot of priorities. Mm-hmm. You know, we were a smaller entity with it. You know, we were kind of several pages down, even on the website, to figure out who we are and what we did and, you know, what that looked like from a digital footprint, where today we've got, you know, virtually all the major social media channels, right, that are being managed, being kept up to date with content, consistently posted to. It was a huge change from where we sat before with, you know, very limited avenues to kind of speak about who we are and what we did, to now almost endless, and figuring out which are the right ones and how do we craft messages that are appropriate and resonate, you know, with our employees, with our clients, with the general market, to keep them educated on who we are and what we do.
Right. Yeah. And it does kind of change the role for somebody like in my role or my team. When you're under a larger corporation like that, a lot of your marketing is internally focused towards your internal employees, developing a solid culture, that kind of thing. But as soon as you spin off, then suddenly there's a need for, well, we also have external marketing. We have to, you know, how are we communicating again with socials and prospecting and things like that? It becomes a completely different ballgame. And it's been an interesting challenge, but it's also been a lot of fun. I think there's a lot of reward in being able to develop that identity, be able to create that voice, and then seeing it resonate in the community with some of the positive things we've seen on Glassdoor and things like that, where we're taking, again, the name of this, the tagline rather, right? Our tagline, driven by data, powered by people, and we're really living up to that. And it's just great to see that kind of feedback.
It's been fun for sure, Jeremy. And, you know, I'm excited to see where it keeps going. We've got such dedicated, passionate people behind, you know, what we do and how we support our clients that now have taken the reins of these social channels to start to educate and finding the balance of, you know, what's right to continue to build upon the culture, keep our team connected through these, and then get the message out to the marketplace. You know, it's weird, like I said, to be 30-year-old startup in some regards when you have a brand new name trying to balance that and make sure people understand that we've been around a long time and we've done a lot of things very successfully for major enterprise corporations, and then connect those results, those feelings, and that confidence with a relatively young name has been interesting for sure.
Yeah, it's a really interesting dynamic. We do have those decades of experience, but again, it's just kind of a new name. So reintroducing ourselves has been kind of the name of the game here for the last couple of years. But as a company now, do you feel like we're a little more established after going through the divestiture and everything that we put into it? How are you looking at Sailytics right now as far as an established, complete entity?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say enough about the support group that runs like our backend infrastructure. I mean, the company is strong, it's solid. The level of work that the team put in to break apart and become standalone was just incredible. And if anything, I think we're actually probably better off for it now that we're to the other side. You know, well, you got a lot of advantages being part of a multi-billion dollar multinational corporation. You know, there's challenges that go along with that too. Mm-hmm. And not having the voice like we were just talking about was right. Part of it. There were many priorities that Wes needed to balance, and it was difficult for ours to always take center stage. But now mm-hmm. that we're our own thing, it always takes center stage. So a lot of the decisions, a lot of the investments that we make, a lot of the partnerships that we enter into, you know, they're all done with the sole focus of what's specifically best for the firm as to how we maintain and how we grow for our employees, for our clients. And that's as strong as it's ever been in my time here.
Right. I suppose being a little, like you said, having a little more freedom, being a little closer to the boots on the ground, so to say, that allows us to be a little more flexible and intelligent, I would say, targeted in our decisions at this level, because we own it all now, right? This is kind of we're owning every action that we make. It's not being passed up through several different levels. We do have that freedom to make those decisions, and it's been great to see the progress and all the changes that have been happening for the positive. Like you said, the infrastructure, our technology team has been really strong throughout this entire transition from West to Sailytics. Can't say enough good things about them. I would 100% agree there.
We're very fortunate. We've got a seemingly endless supply of very talented, very hardworking people. And, you know, had it not been for them, it might be a different story. might be a grimmer podcast.
Most definitely. Something I did want to touch on real quick was the COVID response. Sailytics had a very rapid response to the shift to work at home. When that really kicked off, we accomplished this in just a few months. And I was just wondering if you have any comments or insights on how we were able to move that along so quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot in that, Jeremy. I mean, as a company who, you know, when I started here and most of my tenure, we've essentially always been a brick and mortar operation, right? We have business centers throughout the U.S., and that's how we facilitated the work. People came into an office, you know, they work mm-hmm. 9 to 5-ish, and that's how this was done. And then by trying to keep the employee base front and center during the pandemic when it hit in 2020, everybody moved remote, you know, as a safety precaution. And it was a little bit weird, the initial event, and standing in my office, looking out the window with people carrying giant boxes filled with tower PCs and right. monitors and, you know, looking like we were getting robbed and the business was going out. It was an odd visual.
Yeah.
But then the support structure that we had in place with tools and technology, a lot of them oddly paired incredibly well for the move to at home. Many of the systems that we had in place were designed to support, you know, kind of large scale commercial facilities where, you know, sometimes people on one side of a sales floor wouldn't necessarily even interact with somebody on the other side of the sales floor because it was tens of thousands of feet of commercial space and many different teams. So there were mechanisms in place to get everybody connected in a virtual manner. And when we moved at home, you know, they just sat in their home offices, but it was all kind of the same dynamic. And I'm still baffled to this day that it was as seamless as it was. Very little downtime, you know, very little strain. And other than your own kind of internal perceptions of what things used to be versus what they are today, the rest was amazing and almost seamless, I'd say.
Right, right. Yeah, that was something that surprised me too, even, you know, as we were working through it. Things were just progressing so well through that whole transition to work from home. And yeah, I expected more challenges than we had. So I'm pretty proud of the team for being able to pull that together. That was a really great thing to see. But along with that, it, you know, when we moved from office to home work, some new challenges came up in the fact of, you know, hiring and talent. Where are we prospecting for new employees and things like that? It kind of expanded our scope a little bit in some ways, and in other ways made things possibly a little more difficult. So how are things going now as we look out on the landscape of hiring and new employees, things like that? Has there been any shift in our processes?
Yeah, what's, you know, kind of the cliche of it's a new world or new way of doing things is definitely there. Most of it, I would say, has been good for us. You know, you touched on new communities. We actually opened a new office since the pandemic began. So there's another recruiting community that we have out of Georgia. That's been very helpful for us, both for existing and new clients to tap into talent. But it's still an evolution, right? You know, people have their own opinions. And the next brink that I think we're on is, what does the workforce look like? I don't know if I want to say post-pandemic, but in this stage of where it's evolved to, is there a hybrid version of work? Are people in offices? Are they staying remote? There's a lot to unpack with whatever's going to come next. And I think our clients are still trying to figure it out as well. You know, they have the same interests, I think, at the core that we do. Everybody wants to care for their people. Everybody wants to make sure that health is prioritized. And then people want to figure out what, you know, the next wave of this is going to look like. They want to get together where it's appropriate. You know, they want to have in-person interaction, you know, when it's meaningful, and going to advance business causes with, you know, either us as a partner, with their clients, you know, a lot of different things. So we're working through that. And comfort level is kind of all over the map, as you might expect. And it's been important for us to be able to meet people with where they're at. As long as they understand we're caring for our employees as the priority. And then just open, transparent sharing of how things are getting done, how we're thinking about things in the future, and what are the possibilities for evolution from here. I think it's been very healthy, and maybe something that we didn't even do enough of prior to the pandemic with our clients. So it's gotten deeper and below the surface with a lot of these conversations as to how the business is managed and evolves.
Right. Yeah, there are some silver linings there. The challenges aligned with things we used to do, traveling and flying out for these meetings and things like that, that did kind of scale back and change, but it also forced us to be innovative. And how do we still have these engaging connections and conversations, but in a more virtual setting? And it's great to see the sales team and the organization at large rising to that challenge.
Yeah, again, it's been, maybe surprising is too strong, but it's been nice to see how it's taken shape in obviously what was very unprecedented and challenging times for many, many people, to see how healthy, strong the organization is. It's a blessing, I think.
Right, absolutely. And along with that, with the changes to the work from home and all of that with virtualization, obviously some new technologies and support investments had to be made here. Is there anything new happening, anything cool that we want to share that Saleytics is working on or has recently done?
There's one that's very top of mind for me. We actually just produced the press release for it today, so by the time this airs, I'm sure that will be out. We've entered into a strategic partnership with SalesLoft. So SalesLoft is a platform that will allow us to really advance and integrate the way that we're using digital to support the human capital solution behind sales. From what we've seen in the marketplace, they definitely have a best-in-class offering. Their team has been phenomenal to work with along the way, as we started to ingrain their solution into several instances for our client platforms. But it's another great example of you know, our ability to make independent choices around how we advance our model in a way that's going to be most meaningful to our team members to be productive and our clients to get a strong return on their investment. So in the next few days, that press release will go public of our strategic partnership with SalesLoft.
Very exciting. Big news. That's going to be, a valuable asset in addition to our portfolio as far as the services and technologies we can offer. That is great to hear. So much has changed in the last couple of years. It's going to be really interesting to see how we continue to evolve and grow. Thank you, AJ, for joining us. Is there any last things you'd like to say to the people out there?
Yeah, I appreciate you having me, Jeremy. I know that I definitely have a newfound respect for the level of work it takes to stay diligent, put together things like these marketing materials and podcasts. I'm happy to participate. You guys do a phenomenal job. 2022 is continuing to shape up to be a very strong year for Salesytics. So for those of you watching out in the virtual world, stick around. It's going to be really exciting to see a lot of big changes, a lot of new names coming as we continue to grow.
Absolutely. And we'll be right here to continue talking about it here on Sales Chat. Again, AJ, thank you for joining us. And to our listeners, we cannot wait to get into the details with other experts here at Salesytics. You'll hear the nitty-gritty about innovative technology, industry-related trends, our custom solutions, and even some career guidance. Thank you for taking that break, whether it be a swift walk outside or just a water cooler run to tune in. Join us again soon for more insight on Sales Chat. You can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and you can also find us on our socials through Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube.